Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lana's Talk tonight. I hope that everybody has had a wonderful week so far. I know that mine has been quite lively. Tonight we are going to have a special guest on. His name is going to be Jeff Vermont. He is the CEO co-founder of Cocoon. It is a web browser as well as a geofence type of app that you can download on your phone and earn money for doing it, and it's for free. Hey, Jamie, how are you doing? I'm in Aurora, Missouri tonight. So it's been a very interesting week, to say the least. We've had torrential rains here in Missouri, so I had to have the people come back out to reinstall another sump pump under my home because it was flooding, and I was super upset about that. Still waiting on the daughter to have her baby, and that should be happening anytime soon, so we're excited about that because it's a home birth and we're part of the home plan. I want to do this. I am going to be the first woman to give a review on bull snot. Now, if you guys don't know what bull snot, hey, Lisa, how's it going? I'm in Aurora, Missouri. Good to see you tonight. Hello, Christopher. So bull snot, this is a blast. This is an odor eliminator. According to the maker of this, Mr. Van Brown Ox, he says that this is the best odor spray there is on the market. It's not like Febreze. It's not like any of those other people who claim, you know, that when you spray it, that it grabs the odor and it gets rid of it. So this actually does dissolve the actual odor. So you spray it and the odor's gone. I'm going to test that theory. I'll let you know how that works out. And then we also have our Bull Snot Glass Cleaner, which is a multi-cleaner. You can use it to polish your wheels, polish all of your chrome. It doesn't streak. I am going to test this theory on my shower doors and see how it eats soap scum away. I'm also going to test the theory on windows. Hey, Alan, how's it going tonight? Glad to see everybody here. Hope you don't get too bored tonight. I've got some information for you. You know, everybody wants to earn money. And right now, so let me go back to this. Bull Snot. So it's in 500 different locations. TA and Petro are going to start carrying it. So you guys go grab some of it, try it, give a review on it. I'm going to try it. I'm the first woman that's going to give a review on this for him. So we have the Bull Snot Odor Eliminator, and we have the Bull Snot Glass Cleaner. He also makes a tire putty or tire paste that makes your tires look brand new, and it keeps the, I'm sorry, guys, hold on, this is my guest. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Leah, how are you?
I'm good. Can I give you the right number to call in on?
Absolutely.
I thought I texted it to you, but I must have texted it to somebody else. I'm sorry. It's 516-387-1733.
Okay.
And just push 1, and I'll bring you on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Well, that's my guest that we're going to have on here tonight. He is a gentleman that's going to inform us about this platform that I'm going to tell you guys about. So get your pens and pieces of papers out because you're going to learn how to earn some money with your data. Every time you go on the web, every time you use your Google, your Rand McNally, it collects your data and they sell it. Oh, Robert, you know about bull snot, huh? Yes, I hear that it's great on bugs, too. We're going to get a woman's point of view on this, and I'm super excited to do this for him. So I'm hoping that I can give him good reviews. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm about honesty, and I will be completely honest with him about everything, as well as the people who want to know. So, and that would be you. So, anyways, back to anytime you guys use your GPS, anytime you go on a web browser, it collects your data. And then people like Google and Rand McNally and, let me take my glasses off here, they sell your information. So, and then you start getting all kinds of ridiculous spam calls and just, you just get annoyed with this stuff. I'm sure you guys can most definitely relate with this. So this gentleman has created a platform to where he does, this platform collects your data and they sell it to a broker, which then sells it to a hedge fund that sells it to people that really matters, like high schools and hospitals and, you know, and things like that. So, hey, Robert, I'm sorry my phone died right real good. It's okay. Hey, Lisa, how's it going tonight? I'm glad to see that everybody's jumping on here because I got some exciting news for you so that you can earn some money since you're on the Internet anyway and since you're using those GPS systems anyway, you might as well earn money doing it, and it doesn't cost you anything, nothing. So Jeff Vermont, he is the CEO and founder of Cocoon, and we're going to bring him on here so that he can start telling you about the program. If you guys have any questions that you want to ask him, I'm going to put the number here down at the bottom of the screen so that you can, and just push one, and I will connect you with him, and you guys can ask him any questions that you want to ask him. So, hey, Jeff, how's it going? Welcome to Lana's Talk.
Hey, Lana, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It is my pleasure to have you on here. So, hey, Art, how's it going? Hey, Shauna, how's it going? Hi, Kenny, how are you doing tonight? Glad to see we got some, yes, Shauna, you can use bull snot to clean those dirty houses that you clean. We'll circle back around to bull snot, but right now we're going to give Mr. Berman, his platform to talk about what he needs to talk about. So why don't you go ahead and tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Oh, thanks, Lana. So my background, I came to California. I'm originally from back east in New York, lower New York, near the city. And I came out to California. Principally, I was lucky enough to get a tenor scholarship to USC and then had a very great career in the real estate business. And then about 10 or 12 years ago, I decided that I wanted to take a shot at tech. And the reason why I was doing that was because I was involved in the tech business, building buildings for mostly for technology companies and seeing how they operated. And I started watching the Internet, and, you know, this is obviously 10 or 12 years ago. It was already beginning to boom. But one of the things I noticed was that we, the consumer, we're kind of out of the loop. I mean, we were finding about things that happened after it happened. So all the annoying things that happened to you on the web, we kind of found out afterwards. Obviously, the tech guys knew what was going on, but us, the consumers, really had no idea. And so I decided, well, it's time to learn something new. I had a great career, and I still have a great career, in the real estate business, but decided, you know, we did really well helping people in office buildings and tech space, and maybe there was something we could do in the tech world. So I started this company, which was the first product was called Cocoon. And about 2 years ago, I realized, actually it wasn't me, my son said something to me about, Dad, you know all about data, and you have a browser. So we built one of the secure browsers. And what he said was, well, you know, all that data is flowing to Chrome and to other companies, and nobody's getting paid for it. And I thought, you know, why is that? Why aren't we getting paid? We, the consumer, who are actually on the machines all day, is there something really special, like we can't earn a profit? And so, an entrepreneur, I dug into this and figured out that, well, wait a minute, we can profit from our own data, and why are we just kind of giving it away for free? And of course, I launched this company and built it on the idea that people should be able to earn something for their data instead of just giving it. I mean, we're just being all taken to the slaughterhouse, so to speak, and we're not getting paid for our data. And I just thought, well, that doesn't make sense to me. And is there a model that we could come up with where we share the profits with our users, and it's just the normal day browsing, or in this case, maybe geolocation data, that you're giving away, and somebody else is earning money off it, and you're not.
There you go. In my instance, it would be, the geo data that you're talking about. Trucker TV. Dennis says, I want to get paid for my data. Well, I'm going to tell you how to, it's pronounced data. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Imagine that, guys. I'm going to tell you, actually, I'm not going to tell you how to do that. My friend Jeff is going to tell you how to get paid for that. So what is it that, haven't been on for a while, my woman has issues. I'm sorry, Rocky. I hope that she gets to feeling better. So it's called Cocoon. Is that right?
It's Cocoon My Data Rewards, or MDR. It's a short. And right now it's only available on Android and also on your desktop. And you just go in and sign up. You put an email address in. You have to have a PayPal account because we have to find a way to pay you. And it's cash. We pay in cash. I don't believe in paying in bitcoins. Maybe someday we'll pay in other ways. And so what you do, literally, it's about as simple as this. You go in, you sign up at trycocoon.com, or you go to the Play Store and look for Cocoon MDR. You download it, you sign up. It's just an email address. That's all we need. We don't need your name and address. And by the way, we do not sell your name or address. That gets hashed so that people don't know exactly who you are. We're not into selling personal information. This is general. And then you sign up and you sign up your PayPal account, and 30 days later you start getting paid. And the more, in this case for truckers, which I find, first of all, I kind of grew up with some truckers. So for me, this is coming back home into the trucking world is a pleasure. But for me, realizing that a trucker who's doing the most amount of driving, they can earn the most amount of money so far that we found. And so it's delightful to say, you can earn, this is not a ton of money, so nobody's going to get rich off it unless you invest it into something, crazy. But it's $20, $30 a month for driving your truck and doing what you normally do and getting paid for it. I love it because we figured out, and believe me, Chrome, the first thing they did when they saw that we were going to start advertising, they were like, well, you're not advertising with us. We don't want people to know that actually you can earn money from your data or data. By the way, it's either way. In the East Coast, it's data. In the West Coast, it's data.
Okay. Well, thank you. Each week we have something in Lana's talk that's not politically correct each week. We're going to let that be the thing that's not politically correct this week on how you need tomatoes, it is what it is. Super easy to
use. So it's very simple. It's simple to use. So, you just turn it on. You'll go through the prompts. It's very simple. You turn it on. You go through the prompts. We ask you, do you want to share your data? If you say no, you can still use the app, but I'm not sure I know why you would use the app. And then what you'll see as you're going along each day, every 24 hours we get an update from our buyer, and we have a set deal with them. So every day we see and we translate to you how many miles you drove and how much money you made each day. And we've got drivers that are making $20, $25 a month on their data, and they're driving, maybe they're the drivers that are doing 12,000 miles a month.
And I, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but you know what? here's the thing. We use the internet. We use our GPSs in the trucking industry, and our data is getting sold anyway. So I agree with you. Why not, you know, set ourselves up on a platform where we can get paid for our data to get sold? And that's what's happened. You do sell it, right?
Yes, I sell it. And here's the thing, what I love about it is we're on the same team. So the consumer and I finally, we're on the same team, because the more money I can drive to make, we take a commission. And the split is, if it's enterprise, so if there's an enterprise company that wants to do this with us, we give a little better split to the enterprise company. But normally it's like 70% to our customer and 30% to us, which is better than anybody else. There aren't very many companies that are doing this, by the way. But the few that are, no one pays out like we do. And our strategy is the more we can earn for you, the more we make. So we're on the same team. And eventually I plan to roll this into something greater. And hopefully it will be more money made by the, whether you're using our geolocation or you start using our browser, and we pay for your browsing data as well. And hopefully this will turn into $40, $50, $60 a month or more. And then that's just, I mean, this is the way it should be. And we've just come up, I think, with a better mousetrap for the consumer versus, you know, what the other browsers and companies are doing. They don't want to pay you for this data. They don't even want you to know that your data is worth money. And I want to say one other thing. Right. Chrome was just sued. Because they were, you know, somebody said, well, don't track me, and they tracked them anyway, and they got sued for it. And so, you know, these are giant corporations, and they don't really, I mean, honestly, they don't care about the little guy. They're not that interested in us, and I am. I'm like, wait, this doesn't seem fair to me. And so, yeah, I'm trying to be sort of the outstanding guy that says we need to change this if we can. If we can get a group of people that says, no more, we're going to get paid for our data, I think that's a wonderful thing that we've done.
And what better place to bring that to than the trucking industry? Because I'm telling you now, we have, you know, thousands of truckers who want to fight the government, who are against, you know, people like, I guess, Chrome that takes and sells stuff, you know, even if you tell them not to. So why not team up with somebody who's on? We actually have, guys, here we go, okay? We actually have found somebody that's on our side. On our side, wants to do something to help us make money. And all you have to do is download this app on your phone. It is for Androids only right now. He is getting it to where it will be available on iOS and Apple. But it's an Android-friendly app. It's free. It does not drain your battery. We talked about this. It doesn't drain your battery. You have to be over 13 years of age. His platform, if you're 13 or younger, you cannot download this on your phone. So please don't let your children do this if they're 13 or under. So you can go. So the app is Cocoon. It's My Data Rewards, or MDR. M as in Mary, D as in David,
right.
R as in Robert. And then if you're go ahead. This is your floor. Come on.
Well, no, I wanted to add into this, Lena, because I think this is really important for truckers to understand. There are a few of us in the tech industry, and I'm, you know, I'm an outgrowth. I'm older, so I understand, you know, where America is heading, and I honestly think, well, maybe we're heading in the wrong direction. And what we have and what we've been growing as a country has been wonderful. And it's time for some of us to band together. I'm not bashful to say that I honor our truckers. And they're the ones, I mean, talk about people who've come to our rescue. I hope some of you remember when there was no toilet paper during the beginning of COVID. And who brought it to us? The truckers. And I've been a big fan of truckers my whole life because I actually worked on a vegetable truck as a kid, and I saw the hard work it took for truckers, and I've always appreciated them. I actually spent time with them when I was in college. I thought, these are really true Americans. And so my hat's off to all Americans who are truckers, and I'm just delighted that if I can help you in some way, and we've already donated to St. Christopher, so we want to be part of the trucking industry.
Well, thank you so much for showing your appreciation to our industry. I mean, you're right, you know. I just had this conversation with the legislative assistant yesterday, Tim Burchett, that, you know, when there's a tsunami, a pandemic, a crisis, who does the government call? They call truckers, doctors, police, and EMT. Those are your four people that they want to rally the troops with. They don't call the military. They don't call the National Guard. You know, those are the last people to be brought in, when actually they should be the first people brought in, because they're actually paid to keep our country, you know, safe and to help in the time of crisis. So you're right. Truckers, they,
yeah.
You know,
oh.
we called to the order. I mean, and do we have to do it? No, we don't. We don't have to do it. But because of our love for this industry and because of what we do, the most rewarding thing that you and anybody else can do for a trucker is if you see a truck driver driving down the road, do an arm pump. Give him an arm pump so that he knows that he wants to. That just touches their hearts more than any dollar sign out there in the world and makes them feel like they're doing something. Is that just something so simple, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was in college, I got to know truckers because I love CBs. I love talking to them on the radio. And I had this experience when my sister lived in New Mexico. I traveled out there, and my car broke down. And I was on with some truckers, and they said, well, you're pulled over to the side. Where are you? We'll come pick you up. And they came, and probably against the rules today, they came and picked me up, and they took me back to L.A. And, you know, I had to sleep in the sleeper and took a quick nap. And I'll never forget how kind they were to me and that how I don't think people appreciate these guys on our road. They're on the road during rain, storms, and snow. We don't see a lot of snow in California. But there they are all the time out there, men and women, obviously, who are out there. And these are our heroes. I mean, exactly the group you were talking about, the nurses, doctors, and the unsung heroes are those guys that are driving our trucks, because we don't get to eat without them. We don't get to, you know, do anything without them, honestly. So
no.
Hats off to these guys. I am so happy that I'm going to get to be involved with them.
So I am going to create a banner to put on my screen right now so that, because people are asking. I have people asking me right now. Actually, I have people telling me they're downloading your app right now. So if they go into
great.
The app store. It is, isn't it? That's fantastic. So if
yeah,
they
it's
go into the
it's
app
really fantastic.
Store,
and I, yeah, go ahead.
It's My Data Rewards or MDR.
Yeah, Cocoon, COCOON, My Data Rewards, or MDR. You spell it out, it will pop up. And all you do is download it, sign up your name, follow the instructions. So there's a little tutorial. It's very simple. You turn it on, you leave it on. Don't turn it off. Well, even when your phone goes off, make sure that when it comes back on, it should come back on automatically, but check and make sure it's on, it's running. And you'll start to see, you know, it's not a lot of money piling up, but you'll start to see money piling up, and that money belongs to you. And we're honest, hardworking guys. I run this company that I believe in what we're doing, and I believe that we should be paying people for their data. And I'll be darned if I don't, you know, try and turn this around, and we do this for people.
So I have a few questions here. I'm not sure why they're not calling into the show, but it's okay. I'll ask for them. strange. So let's see here. So, yep, Cocoon MDR, My Data Rewards is from Dennis Adams. So Dennis Adams is downloading it right now. He is going to be a new member for you, so that's fantastic.
Thanks, Dennis.
Shauna Jansen, Denise, her name is spelled weird, S-J-O-N-I-A, Denise. She's downloading your app, but she wants to know how long before it will be available on all phones.
On iOS, we're planning on launching this at Jamboree on July 8th, I think, is Jamboree. So I'm hoping to have it. We are working as fast as we can to get the MVP out, which is the minimal product. And hopefully as long as we get past iOS, the Apple Store, we should be out in early July, mid-July at the latest. And so you'll be able to enjoy this on iOS as well. So it's coming as soon as we can get it. And then we have another wonderful thing coming, which will be a shopping store, which is part of the browsing. So you get two apps in your app. You get your geolocation app, and then there's a browsing app, and you get paid for your browsing. And we are working with – it's very exciting. We actually have a deal pending with one of the other search engines, not Google, Yahoo, to become a search engine, and there'll be another way. We'll eventually have a store that will actually help you buy things and get a discount or, you know, cash back. And so, you know, it's a great – for me, what's great about this is we're going to find all types of ways to get money into your pockets.
And it doesn't cost us anything.
Because we're making a little bit of profit with you, and we're on the same side as you are. It's just, I mean, this is what I dreamed of, something that I could do that would do this for people, and we both made money. I mean, this is just it's a wonderful thing.
You know, it's, I mean, you just never hear of being able to do something that where you only have to, you know, download the app, set it up, just turn, leave it on, and don't do anything else with it, and you're earning dollars. You're earning money. You know, I mean, how much simpler does that get, you know? And, yep, me about Truckers TV. I know, Dennis. So, once again, so it is Cocoon My Data Rewards, or MDR, and you have to be 13 years or over to use the app. Turn it on, leave it on, make sure you set up a PayPal account, because that's how you're going to get paid, is through a PayPal account, and you can cash it out at any time. If you see money in there, you can cash it out, or you can just let it build up. You can let the money build up. You know, if a person started doing that like at the 1st of January, by the time Christmas time rolled around, you might have a little bit of money in there to buy somebody a really nice gift. So it's one less a bit of money that you have to spend on. It's not giving us the option to join the call. It will only let us listen. What? You will have the money to buy somebody a nice gift. I mean, if you start like at the first of the year, wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Each month, after the first 45 days, it takes us a little time to process, and then every month you'll see what you earn, and every month you'll receive that amount of money. So it's very simple. I do want to tell a story. I had this fabulous story. I met this guy, because we're talking about making money. I met this guy in the pool. My wife and I celebrated our 20th anniversary last week. And I was down in the desert, and I started talking to this guy. He was an ex-Marine, really fabulous guy, a dentist. He, you know, he came from a poor family from mid-state Washington. And we started talking about it, and he told me that he had built his practice up to $1 million practice. He had two offices. I mean, just seemed like the nicest guy in the whole world. And we were talking about Bitcoin all of a sudden, because I have an interest in Bitcoin and talking about making money and saving money. He told me the story that he had taken $35,000, which is a lot of money, and he had bet it on Bitcoin, and he was complaining to me that he didn't become worth $100 million. And I said to him, okay, Carl, how much should you become worth? And he said $30 million on a $35,000 bet in 7 years. That's unheard of. And it was a fabulous story to hear this guy coming from literally, he said he came from poverty, and he served in our military for, I think it was 11 years, and then became a dentist. And he hit it rich, and he asked me, well, what do I do with my money? And I said, well, first of all, don't go bet it all back on Bitcoin. Put a lot of that money away. Save it, you know, use it for charity. I mean, there's all types of things that are good things to do. I honestly, you know, I'm not a big fan of people that have giant boats, and I live in a very wealthy community. The money, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when people spend their money on these giant boats and cars and giant houses. And, it does make me a little sad but I love the fact that if you can earn money and you then invest it, and someday maybe we'll have a way that you can invest it with us. It's a wonderful thing. And in fact, we will be crowdfunding our company. I'm not here to pitch you about that because, you know, I want people to make their own decisions. But we will have an opportunity. If people decide they want to invest a little money with us, they can. And I love that idea. I love the fact if we can make you money, I'm here to help you.
Well, and I love the fact that, you know, you're willing to share and not be, you know, you're willing to share the profits, you know, for our participation in this kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's really hard to find somebody who's willing to give up a piece of the pie.
I'll tell you what I found out, Lana. So I had a call. I will not name the name of the company. I had a call with a guy just the other day, and I pitched him on the idea that he should join forces with us, and he should allow his customers to sell their data through us. And he was like, no, I won't say who it was. I don't want to give him a bad name. But he was like, no, I'm whatever I can sell, I'm going to keep for myself. And I was like, no, you see, you'll do better if you're sharing and we spread this word. We will create a whole industry for the people versus, I mean, we talk about doing things for people, and I'm a big believer that if you can figure out how to do this and you can be profitable, do you really need all that money yourself? And I hate to tell people, but you don't. And so I was disappointed because he has, I don't know, 500,000 users. And I was disappointed that he thought, well, paying people a little bit of money was not his style, and that if he was going to join, he wasn't even that interested. He was like, well, I don't know, maybe, you know, $10 or $15 doesn't mean anything. It means something to you if you're not making a lot of money. Even if you are making a lot of money, it's worth getting a little extra. I mean, you know, I bought a brand new pair of shoes with my money. And
exactly.
Then I gave the rest to charity.
Well, you know, we all have our charitable organizations that we give to when we're able to. Caller on the phone. Hey, Shauna, welcome to Lana's Talk. How are you tonight?
Fabulous. How are you?
Well, we are doing good here. I can hear you, Jeff. Can you hear her?
Yes, ma'am. Of course.
So, do you have any questions for Jeff?
Yes. So, Jeff, today they announced, the governor of Texas announced that the DMV in Texas has been selling our information. So I feel like we're losing money anyways, so we might as well make money off of it. So I think this is a great app.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a shame that the Internet started this way, but you got to recognize that the free, I hate to say this to people, but the free means that you're the product. And that was the only way that the Internet could figure out how to be free. But it, obviously somebody's got to make a profit. Otherwise, all these things, all the servers, all the connections won't work. And so your choice is, well, I'll pay, and I can be super private, and that's, you know, a VPN. But really, the data that you're giving out, it's not very – I mean, I was a guy – look, I was a guy into privacy, and I realized, well, the data I'm giving out, it's really just not a big deal. And I was like, no, I might as well get paid for it, and I might as well get other people paid for it. So thank you.
So can I ask you a question? So I've noticed riding around the countryside with my husband in the truck, because I'm not a truck driver, but sometimes I go with him. When we get into certain areas of the country, we automatically start getting what you want to call those calls, the robocalls. Would that put us on that type of list where we would be getting those crazy robocalls? Like, I swear they have, like caps on our phone that they know, oh, we're in Michigan, because we'll start getting robocalls from Michigan. I don't know if other truck drivers have experienced that, but I know I have.
No, not to my knowledge. I mean, what I know is this data that is being collected – particularly for mobile, it doesn't go to advertisers. It goes to more of the hedge funds and institutions that want to know. Like, I've had hospitals talk to me about maybe selling the data or getting the data because they want to know what truckers are on the road and where. So if it's an accident, you know, they can be prepared. So to my best of my knowledge, let me put it that way, this data. And there's two data. I just want you to know this. The one data, which is the mobile data, that is, we're not selling that to advertisers that I know of, and those are going to, you know, other institutions, as I mentioned. Now, the other platform, which is the desktop, that is a different buyer, and those are the advertisers that tend to buy that data. So you just need to understand there's two buyers for this data. And the mobile, not necessarily for advertisers. So I don't expect, if you, let me put it this way. You call Lena, if you start thinking our app is creating that problem, because I'll shut that down. That's not going to happen on my app.
Then one other question. Does it track us where we're going? Like, does it actually, because the reason why I'm asking that is because I know a lot of truck drivers use an app called Map360, and that's to track, so like if anything happens, we know what's going on, because sometimes it can take us a while to figure it out. Can it track a truck driver like that, so that, like, say the wife could log on and know where their truck driver is, or the app doesn't do that at all?
No, that would be a feature that we would build. We don't have that right now, but we do know, we know where the truck is going. We don't follow it that way. But, yes, so like every 200 or 300 feet, there's a marker, we call it an event, that says the trucker was just here. So that's the data that they don't really care about your personal data. And let me tell you something that you probably don't know. All those apps on your phone, most of those apps are following you. So that's the reason I started this. It's like, wait, if all the apps are following us like Shazam, and that's how they're making money, we should get paid for that. And that's the reason why I did it. It was like, this is crazy.
Wow. So they're just making money off the backs of us, huh? Plus making us
deliver. I hate to tell people this, but when I found out and I realized this, that it's like, well, this is crazy that all these apps, this is why Apple did put in a provision now in the new iOS, and I think Google won't be far behind, that you got to get permission from the user, which I totally agree, before you start getting to use their data. But people, you know, take Shazam. People are using Shazam. They're going to say, you know what, I'll give up my data because I really want the app. And that's what's really happening in the industry. So the answer to me is, well, they're not going to pay you. I've tried to talk to some of these app companies, and they're going to want 100%. And I just have a different business model that says, no, we're together, we're on one team, and the other guys are on the other team, and my job is to figure out how to make everybody money.
And I like that.
So if we're on your app, can the other app still track us? Like, say Shazam. Let's say we have your app and Shazam. Can Shazam still track us or no?
Nope. Yes, Shazam can still track you. And, in fact, that's one of the dirty secrets is that what's going on in the background, and I'm happy to share this with you, is that all these apps are following you, and they're building a profile about you, And that's what's, in a sense, they don't even care about your name. They don't care about your address. They're not that interested in you personally. They're interested in your profile. And so that's what's being, I'll say, is being bartered back and forth, is that profile. So, yes, they're going to follow you. You will see on iOS a permission where they're going to start asking you, do I have permission to follow you? If you don't, I don't know what the app will do to you. Maybe nothing, but you know, beware that they may you know, not allow you to use their app.
So, what is an iOS for people who don't know what an iOS is? What is an iOS?
So iOS is the Apple phone. That's an iOS,
okay.
And Android,
okay,
is obviously Google. And both of these,
okay,
companies, just so you, the listeners know this, they control basically all the apps. There are only two phone operation systems out there. There's Google and there's Apple, and I don't believe there's anybody else.
Okay. So let's talk about the web browser. So for somebody like me, you know, I'm also going to download the app on my phone. Well, I can't because I have an iPhone. Sorry. So me using your web browser, how's that going to benefit me?
Sure. So the web browser will sort the pages of value and then and pay you for them. Now, it's not a lot of money. It's even less money on the desktop. But I'm in with the new search engine that we're building. I expect that to get much more robust. And as I said, we plan on launching a store, like an eBay store, that goes along with it. So you'll not only make money from your browsing, but then we'll be able to show you discounts like Ebates does, and we'll share in that discount profit as well. So that way this becomes, I mean, what I'm trying to do is to make it so that the browsing world is beneficial to the user versus it just being somebody else. And the Ebates, I give them a kudos because they are sharing profits with you, and I like that. And so that's what I want to do, is share profits. And any way I can do that and help the consumer as well as, you know, make money for both of us, that's my goal. So
okay,
the browser,
so
you would just download and you'll get paid for that as well.
So you can actually download this on, say, a desktop or laptop, and we can still get paid for it, even though we might be Apple phone users, correct?
Yeah, yes, correct. On desktop, you can use – now, the latest – I do want to warn people, we are not to the latest operating system, and I can't remember which one it is, for Apple, and it may crash on you. So that's one of our developer tasks will be to fix that in the next 2 or 3 months. But most of us are not on the new operating system, and it works just fine. And, yes, you'll see also on there a way that you'll see what money you're earning. It's not a lot yet, but I plan to make this much more robust in coming, you know, months and years. I plan that we're going to get paid for our data, and I'm going to go leverage ourselves so we're the ones getting paid instead of, you know, everybody else.
Okay, so your program that you're creating and that you have created, it's for everybody. It's not just for truckers. You know, you say that Ebates, you know, when Ebates give you discounts on stuff in your platform, so there are a lot of households that use coupons, you know,
yep,
to get discounts,
yep,
on products. So your web browser will be doing that as well. So it'll be like an all-in-one type of thing for those women who love to go clip coupons to save money as well. So it's for the whole house. I mean,
And in fact, what's cool about this is we'll actually pay you for your data. So that's the other guys are not doing that. eBay doesn't have an interest in paying you for the data. We know how to sell it. And we'll sell it and give you most of the profit. The way our cut is, I'm very clear about this, is 70%. We may have a program that goes to 80%. But that profit belongs to you. I have to struggle with the rest of the making the company work and so on and so forth. But my numbers show we can both be very profitable with us taking a minor share and the consumer taking the majority. And isn't it a shame, I had to say this, that Chrome and these other companies are not following suit, and shame on them for not helping the consumer, but that's their business model. I'm starting from fresh, and my business model is totally different, and it's a different take on how we should treat people.
And
well, you were just
speaking agree.
My language when you say coupons. Yep, I love discounts.
And we do too. I grew up in a family with them. I mean, my parents kept the coupons all the time. So,
man, this is a fantastic. I'm telling you. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it one more time. It's Jeff's birthday, guys. So let's not make a big deal out of it. He can't hear you, and I don't know if he can see you or not. But it is his birthday, and he did take his time out to come on the show tonight when he needs to go be with his family. So. We are going to go over this one more time for anybody who just jumped on here and is trying to figure out what is going on. So there is a program called Cocoon, and what Cocoon does is you download it on your phone. If you have an Android, it's Cocoon My Data Rewards. Download it. Patty Scott says happy birthday. Download it, leave it on. Just follow the prompts. Make sure you set up your PayPal account so you can get paid. And you're going to get paid for your data. And if you go to the web browser and you're browsing the web on your desktop as well and set up an account, you're going to get paid for browsing through his web. So, and it costs nothing. It is free. It doesn't cost anything. This gentleman wants to give back. So let's take the window of opportunity to earn back. So I want you guys to tell all of your families about it. Tell all of your truck drivers about it. Let's get as many people on board with this as possible as we can. I'm going to be using the web browser on my computer, so he will get definitely a review on that. I know that Dennis from Truckers TV actually says that he's already downloaded it, and he is going to give us a review on it as well. Sean is going to download it. I've got 15 other drivers that's going to be downloading it too. You know, it's not a whole lot of money. We're not talking thousands of dollars, you know, unless you let it build up over the years. Not yet. But it's a window of opportunity for you to get involved with something to where you can earn $25, $30 extra a month. You know, possibly more. It all depends on how many miles you drive a month if you're using it that way, or how much of the web browser you use on your computer or your tablet. So Dennis Adams says it's a great idea. That is great. So we're getting a lot. Shelby Franco says that Shelby Franco is downloading it now. So we have a lot of people that are interested in this. I knew this would be a big hit. So thank you so much for sharing this with us and giving us the opportunity to do this. So just remember, if you are going to share this with your children, it's fine, but they have to be over the age of 13, okay? So let's try to abide by that ruling at least, okay? Is there anything else you want to tell the viewers?
No, I appreciate the time, and I'm very excited that we can build, I mean, this, as I started to say, if we can build this as a movement and we can start to take ownership of our own data, get control, then we've got the power to make money, and together we can go out and we can make this a better and better program, more and more money put in our pockets versus some of these giant corporations that, I mean, in 15 minutes, when I launched my product, in 15 minutes, they were like a robot came on with no appeal, telling me, I'm sorry, you can't advertise on Chrome. And I was like, well, what do you mean no appeal? And there was no one to talk to, just a robot. I was like, okay, then, okay, this is the way you guys want it, then, you know, have at it. And I'm going to build my own group of people who are going to fight for our rights to get paid for our data versus they won't pay us anything. And I'm sick of that. So thank you so much for your time and for your show. And I hope people will come together and we can work together and make this happen.
Well, they are coming together. Rebecca Smith says she's in and she's downloading it now as well. Philip Kirby says happy birthday to you. So, yeah, I really think you're going to start seeing a bigger download of the listing of the drivers. And even some of these people aren't even drivers. They're at home and they're watching the show. So, you know, they're in and they're happy and I'm happy and that's a good
Great.
Thing. We're all happy.
Thank you so much.
That's good. So
all right, I'm
going to
go have
you.
A birthday with my thank you. I'm going to go have a nice celebration with my family. I actually have two of them, one tonight and one tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward. I have two grandchildren that are 2 and 3, the most adorable people on earth. So I'm thrilled to go share with them.
Aww.
Yes. Enjoy that, yes. Please
thank
do.
You. And
right,
I will be at the, and by the way, if there are any of the truckers are at Jamboree, I will be there. So come and visit me at my booth. I'd love to meet you and get to know you.
He's going to be at the Jamboree. So if any of you truckers are going to be at the Jamboree, I personally am not going to be there because everybody knows I'm waiting. My daughter's having a baby, so I got to kind of hang out for that. So, but yeah, go see him. Go check him out. Promote him. You know, sell his product because in the long run, it's going to benefit you. So, Faith White says happy birthday. Shelby Franco says happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're getting all kinds of happy birthday wishes. So, all right,
great.
My friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. So let's do this. So we want to talk about, I'm sure, that you guys want to hear some more about bull snot. I am
yes.
super excited about this. I will let you know how this product works, and you know that I'm going to be honest about this product. And I will be doing a Facebook review. I'll be doing a live about it, and I will go through the whole process so you guys can see it from the beginning to the end to how it works, how it didn't work. And if you like the product, you'll be able to pick it up in a TA and a Petro because they picked up the account. Bass Pro has this product. Amazon has this product. It's in over 500 locations. And, you know, I talked to the guy that made this stuff. The actual maker hairspray. Dennis, no, it's not hairspray. Well, you could probably use it for hairspray. Bull snot. It's blast. Okay, so I'm going to get it in the camera here. So this, there's 3 bull snot. It's called bull snot. So it's an odor eliminator. You know, like in the back of your trailer, sometimes you guys have bad odors that you can't go get. Just no matter what you wash, how many times you wash, it doesn't get the odor out. Spray some of this in there. It will dissolve the odor, get rid of it, and it will never come back. You can use it in a house. You can use it in a car. You can use it in a truck. So what are you going to clean? So, Patty Scott, what I will be cleaning with this is I am going nice ass and front, nice ass and foot smell in truck. Yes, that's right. So, Patty Scott, with this, it is the glass cleaner, and this glass cleaner is a multi-tool. You can use it to clean chrome. You can clean glass. You can use it to clean your wheels. You spray it on the front of your truck to keep bugs off. Bugs will just wipe completely off with this after you put the protective coat on there. I'm going to take this, Patty Scott, and I'm going to use it on my shower doors. I have tremendous soap scum on there that is so hard to clean, and I'm going to take this, and I'm going to go clean my shower doors. And during the process of that multi-purpose cleaner, yes, Dennis, it is. In the process of doing that, I will be doing a live video to show you. I mean, it has instructions on the back of how you need to follow the instructions in order to get the results that Brown Ox has promised that you can get. So how can you get this, Dennis? So, Dennis, it is going to be available in TAs and Petros across the country. You can get it on Amazon. They have carpet cleaner, too. Do they, Shauna? I don't know. Do they have carpet cleaner?
Yep.
Shauna?
I just looked it up on Amazon Prime. It says Bull Snot Carpet Cleaner. I ordered a can so I can see any good. I clean dirty houses,
okay.
So you know.
Yep, they have carpet cleaner. They also have this stuff called tire butter, and you put this, spray this stuff on your tires and let it set for just a little bit and then wipe it off, and it puts like a barrier, a shield on your tires so that, like, if you go down a dusty, dirty road and you come back off that, your tire is going to be filled with dust. It's going to be dirty, but when you come back up off that road and you go onto pavement, as you're driving on the pavement, the dust just falls off, and your tires look nice and clean and brand new again. So, Bull Snot, I will circle back around to you. That's what I was wanting you to clean. Patty, I won't be cleaning anything tonight. I'm sorry. I have other things to do, but when I do, I promise you, I'll be going live so that you guys can see it. It'll be probably this weekend when I do this. One more thing I want to talk to you about. Everybody, if you don't know, let me tell you. So I sat on the board at the SBTC, Small Business Trucking Coalition. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it is an organization that is a trucking advocacy organization that fights for your rights. Fights for you to be able to live in the trucking industry and to be treated fairly and, you know, not be abused and used and raped and robbed and killed, all those things that happen. Yesterday, Monday, Monday, I had a phone conversation with the legislative assistant to Tim Burchett. He is the Republican congressman for Tennessee, about the Truckers Protection Act 2021. And if you don't know what that is, please take the time, go to Truckers Lives Matter on Facebook and look it up, read it. It is a bill that I worked on, that James Lamb, the president and CEO of the SBTC, we worked on it together to rewrite this bill so that there would be laws out there protecting truck drivers, because there are none. There are no laws that protect you. And so when you're attacked, you're the aggressor. You're the person that's going to be in trouble, not the actual attacker, because truckers are always in the wrong. Always in the wrong. We're being persecuted for stuff, you know, if somebody crashes into us, instead of, you know, persecuting the person who crashed into us, lawmakers are looking at a way to try to make trucks safer so that your car doesn't, you know, when you rear end us, doesn't slide underneath our truck. So it's another cost that we have to endure so that our trucks will be safer, so that you can crash into us and not get hurt and die. You know, it's always our fault. We are always the one that has to pay the price for everything that goes on. You know, it's just amazing to me. We're like aliens from another planet, you know. It's like we're not even human beings, because they don't treat us like we're human beings. So in speaking with him, I am confident about the law being passed. They want us to take some language out of it that I'm opposed to doing, so we'll see where we're at on that. Also, we have proposed the trucker's bill to be able to carry a firearm, and he's also taking that to the lawmakers. So I'm very hopeful that we're going to be able to see some changes coming for the positive way of the trucking industry. And, you know, I'm an optimistic person anyway, so hey. But be watching for those, be watching for that victory video, that victory live, you know, of us being able to get you, get this accomplished for you. Go check out the SBTC. Do they charge? Yeah, they do. $50 a year. For $50 a year, you have lobbyists and lawyers going to Capitol Hill for you, fighting for you. You also get telehealth medicine. You do not have to go through a strand of operators to actually talk to somebody. You will either get me or James Lamb. You know, we are at the call, beck and call of, we are at the beck and call of the trucking industry because you are the only thing that really matters to us, and that's what we're here to do, is to leave our footprint on this earth to try to make it a better and safer industry for us to be in. You know, one transportation worker is dying a day by assault. By assault. And nothing is being done about it. Nothing. You know, and something has to be done. So we're going to keep at it, and I am confident that we're going to be able to get something accomplished. So with that being said, I'm going to close out my show tonight. Thank you so much to all of you for taking your time to come on and listen to this great invention for you to go check out to earn some money to, you know, start getting paid for your data, which, you know, you're worth. Oh, Faith, you're so welcome. You are so welcome. You know, you learned about bull snot. I will come back with you on a live review about that. You learned about the legislative assistant that we spoke with. I do got to tell you guys this. This is kind of, I feel really bad. I feel like a murderer, actually. Oh, so there was two little bitty eggs out there beside my semi-truck that fell out of my big pine trees. And I picked them up, and they weren't broken. They weren't broken, and I was trying to figure out a way to find the nest to put them back into it, but the nests are really high up in the tree. So I went over to my trash cans to put the lid back on my trash can, and I squished one of the eggs. The thing fell 15 feet out of a tree to the ground and didn't break, but it got in my hand, and I barely did this, and it broke. So I have one left, and I'm going to try to put it under a heat lamp and see if I can hatch a bird. I don't know if I can or not, but I'm going to see. So thank you again for tuning in to Lana's Talk tonight. Can you post the link to the SBTC link? So the SBTC link is truckers.com on Facebook, or you can just type in SBTC on the internet, and it will pull up the Small Business Trucking Coalition, and you can just follow the prompts and get signed up. So thank you again to all of you who took your time out to spend some time with me to learn about some things, and next week we'll be coming back. Next week, we're going to have a subject about children in the trucks. How do you feel about that? Is it safe? Is it safe to have a child in a commercial vehicle? What are the ins and outs on that? Make sure that you call into the show next week. I really want to hear your opinions and your thoughts on that. You know, let's get our voices heard. You know, Lana's Talk is a platform for your voice to be heard. Oh, let's not forget about, I almost did it. Guys, go to Truckers Against Bullying. Join that group. This is an organization that fights bullying in the trucking industry. And I have wristbands here that I want to give out, but nobody called in. If you call in to Lana's Talk, I will send this beautiful wristband to you that says, Truckers Against Bullying. And, you know, it has the stop sign on it. So go to Truckers Against Bullying, and it's a Facebook page. Join the Facebook page. See what you can do to help promote their organization so that they can start doing truck shows, so that they can, you know, do what they set out to do. And that's help anybody who's being bullied. Bullying, abused, neglected, Truckers Against Bullying. So remember, if you call into the show, I will get your information and I'll send you a wristband. Guys, I need some callers. So don't be afraid. Come on. It's safe over here, I promise you. All right. Good night, everybody. See you next week at 6 p.m.